Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, partner in charge of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. Find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation this morning is with Dr. Mark McClellan, Commissioner of Food and Drugs. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Paul. It's good to be here with you.
Great. And joining us in our conversation is Therese Moore. Good morning, Therese.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, Mark, could we begin by finding out more about the FDA? Could you tell us about its mission and activities?
The FDA has a mission that touches each and every American every day of their lives. People should be able to have confidence that the drugs that they're using are safe and effective, that the foods that they're using are safe, and that they're secure from the kinds of threats that this country is facing today from news sources like terrorism. We have a major role to play in all of these areas. We also deal with issues related to animal drugs. I've found out all the time about various areas that we regulate. A lot of people don't know that we regulate turtles. We regulate river boats that travel between states. There are all kinds of areas where the FDA has activities.
How do you describe the FDA? And I'm particularly curious about the employees, especially the skills of the employees when you have such a broad range of activities.
For all that we do, our employees are absolutely critical. Unlike many of the agencies in HHS that have a mission that involves funding programs or providing medical services or funding medical services, FDA is really about its people. Most of our budget, close to two-thirds, goes to human resources. And so our staff are absolutely critical in fulfilling our mission effectively. They range from research scientists to physicians who are still practicing medicines to expert chemists to people out in the field investigating potential violations of regulations and criminal activities. We work here in the country. We work around the world in trade negotiations and other areas as well. It's a very diverse workforce and one that's very dedicated and talented.
How about the history of the FDA? Why was it formed?
We're actually coming up on the FDA centennial. It was formed in 1906, and in 1906, some of the biggest challenges that we faced were around issues of protecting consumers from unsafe medications, protecting consumers from snake oil salesmen of one kind or another. And that is still an absolutely critical part of the FDA's mission. We are the nation's leading consumer protection agency. In addition, as science has progressed, the medicines that we regulate are playing an increasingly important role in advancing the health of the public as well. So much of what we do, in addition to focusing on protecting consumers, is also focused on how we can get safe and effective medical treatments to people as quickly as possible. On the food side as well, there is much more known today than was known a century ago about how steps people can take in their diet and steps that companies can take in preparing foods and communicating about them can have a positive impact on people's health as well. So we're looking at our second century, and we're looking at a mission that includes consumer protection and advancing the health of the public.
Mark, what can you tell us about your role and responsibilities as commissioner of the FDA?
My role is to make sure we're doing our job as effectively as possible. We have a huge range of responsibilities, 80% of the nation's food supply, all of the medical products used in the country, everything that emits radiation. And we have a limited set of resources and limited number of people to fulfill this mission effectively. So I see my job first and foremost is working with the expert staff in the agency to identify what the biggest public health threats are and the biggest opportunities to improve the public health, and then making sure we coordinate and use our resources effectively. I also have an important role as the spokesperson for the agency, the part of the public face that helps let people know about what we're doing and why, and with all of the things that consumers can do to protect and promote their own health, that public outreach is very important as well. So a lot of work on coordination and making sure we're spending our resources as effectively as possible, and a lot of work on communicating with the public about how important steps they can take are to protect their health.
I know a lot of people are curious as to how one becomes Commissioner of Food and Drugs. Can you give us an idea of your background and how it led to your new position?
It's a very good question. I got to tell you, this is not something that I planned on in going through grade school or even 5 years ago when I was out practicing medicine and doing research in California. I grew up in Texas and spent a lot of time going through college working on issues related to biological sciences, did a lot of work in in bio labs while I was going through college, and also spent some time back then on math and some other aspects of science. I double majored in English and in biology back in college. I went on to medical school planning to go into medical research of one kind or another. I actually started out intending to do neuroscience research, but the bench research turned out not to be for me. I've got a family that seems to have a lot of people involved in politics and law, and I think I just couldn't get too far away from that in the end. And one thing led to another, and I ended up doing graduate work in economics along with my medical degree, so a combined degree MD-PhD program. I went from there to completing my residency in internal medicine and then took a faculty job at Stanford University doing medical research, mainly focusing on economics of healthcare and the factors that influence innovation in healthcare, and also doing medical practice in internal medicine.
Do you think those positions help prepare you for your position that you have right now?
Well, they certainly are part of the perspective that I bring to this job. The nice thing that I found about my work at Stanford was that on the one hand, being involved in research and dealing with some of the cutting-edge researchers at Stanford and other institutions around the country gave me a chance to think long-range about where biomedical research was headed, how our healthcare system might function better, what the biggest challenges were that we're facing for the long term. The nice thing about practicing medicine, though, is that it puts things right in front of you. Here and now, there are things that you can do to help make people better by talking to them about their problems and helping them understand them, by providing medical treatments that can help. And that kind of immediacy is something that you don't get in research. The nice thing about working at FDA is that you get to do both. You get to think about the big picture, things that what should we be doing to help Americans live better and healthier lives. But you also get to take actions today that have an impact right away on the health of the public, as well as having a in the right direction. So I'm missing my medical practice. I haven't been practicing since I came into government in this administration. But I have really enjoyed the opportunity to both think about the big picture and to make a difference in people's lives. And I think that's what a lot of people find attractive about working at the FDA. It's a great place for combining the latest in science with actually doing things that have an impact on people's health.
You're the first economist to head the FDA, if I've done my research correct. How's that affected the way the job rolls out?
Well, it's a perspective that I do bring to the job. We have done a strategic planning process at the FDA. That's something I'd like to talk about a little bit more detail, given the interests of this program. And one of the issues that came up repeatedly in those discussions is that, gosh, there's an awful lot of things that we'd like to be able to do, but we just don't have unlimited resources. So we need to focus our efforts as effectively as we can. And one perspective that economists tend to bring to problems is the recognition that resources are limited and that activities have costs as well as benefits. And given limited resources, given benefits and costs, if we think hard about how we can maximize the benefits of what we're doing for the least cost possible, we can stretch our limited resources as best as possible. So a lot of the work that we're doing has focused on finding efficient ways to get our job done. And I think that is a bit of an economic perspective. I don't think it's one that's completely new at the agency, though. Everyone who is familiar with the FDA knows that our dedicated staff get pulled in a lot of directions and are used to trying to think about how they can get the most done with the limited resources that they have. So I think bringing the economic perspective more formally to this has hopefully made it a little bit easier to meet that challenge at the agency.
What are the challenges of working with a group that is highly educated and has many or a lot of advanced degrees?
It's not so much a challenge as a great opportunity. I can go into a briefing on any topic, ranging from a food security issue to some new science on food safety to emerging technologies in cell and gene therapy, and hear from some people who really are up to speed with what's going on at or near the cutting edge of all of these areas of technology. And that kind of expertise is extremely important for us to do our job effectively. So I view it as an opportunity. In fact, it's absolutely essential that we keep our workforce up to speed with all of the increasingly rapid and complex developments in the various sciences related to the products that we regulate. it does bring a different way of management to this organization than perhaps in some others. This is not a top-down organization in the sense that I can know going in exactly what the right answer is. I need to talk to the staff. I need to understand what the science has to say, what the policy issues are, and they're often very complex in the issues that we deal with. And that requires a kind of participatory process in management. But I tell you, it really helps us get our job done more effectively if we can work together and develop a common understanding and some shared specific objectives for carrying out our mission. And that's the way I try to manage the agency.
Does that affect the speed by which decisions are made?
We have tried to do a lot to make sure that we can have a participatory process and one that includes all of the relevant expert perspectives and still get things done in a timely way. That's actually one of our more important areas, one of the more important priorities that I have as the commissioner of the FDA is to make sure we can get these perspectives together quickly and work hard to do it quickly. The people in the agency are more often than I would have expected coming in willing to spend extra time in the evenings, extra time on weekends to make sure we get it right when we're having to make a tough decision under a lot of time pressure.
It's an interesting point about the decisions. How long does it take to get a drug approved and what's involved? We'll ask Dr. Mark McClellan of the FDA to take us through this when the Business of Government Hour returns.